From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, October 22nd. Coming up, Illinois has a long road to get to one of its clean energy goals, 1 million new electric vehicles on the state's roads. We'll learn more from Caroline Kubzanski in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Only one Republican member of Congress from Illinois voted to hold Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That was Representative Adam Kinzinger, one of only two Republican members of the committee and a frequent critic of former President Trump.
Let me just say first, Madam Speaker, as a Republican, don't let my side use the security posture as the straw man argument in this. The reality is that's the equivalent of blaming the victim of a crime for the crime.
Kinzinger was one of only nine Republicans who joined Democrats in voting to hold Bannon in criminal contempt for refusing to comply with the investigation. He called Bannon's assertion of executive privilege as his excuse to not work with the committee, quote, far-fetched in the extreme, end quote. The case against Bannon now heads to the Justice Department, which will decide whether he'll be prosecuted for criminal contempt. African-American enrollment in the University of Illinois system has inched up in recent years, but it's still far from representative of the state as a whole. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
In 2020, almost 7% of the undergrads and graduate and professional students in the U of I system identified as African American. That's nowhere near the 16% of Illinois residents who identify as Black. And the gap is greater at the U of I Urbana-Champaign campus. UIUC admitted more Black and Brown students this year. Not as many chose to attend the university, though. Robert J. Jones is the UIUC chancellor.
And the reason for that and interviewing and in talking to people has to do with specifically the financial impact of COVID-19 on disparate impact on Black and Brown communities.
Latinx students make up about 17% of students across the three universities. This is much closer to the 18.5% of Illinois that is Hispanic or Latino. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
For the second time this year, Champaign County has a new district map for next year's election. The county board voted along party lines last night to approve a revised map supported by the board's Democratic majority. The map uses newly released census data to update a map passed in May. County Board Chair Kyle Patterson pushed back against charges that the map is unfair to rural areas that tend to vote Republican. He says the map simply reflects the fact that Champaign County's growth is in its urban areas.
Champaign, we know how large the growth was. You think the districts are going to stay shaped the same?
Republicans preferred a rival map proposed by County Executive Darlene Kleppel, also a Democrat. Patterson angrily denied Republican Jim Goss's suggestion that he may have worked on the new map during his job with the Cunningham Township Supervisor's Office. Two more Champaign County residents have died of COVID-19, a man and a woman, both in their 90s. That brings the county's death toll to 205. Public health officials reported 50 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases is at 382, down by nearly 60 over the last week. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at one of Illinois' clean energy goals, 1 million new electric vehicles on the state's roads. We get this story from Caroline Kubzanski coming up next on 217 Today.
In Illinois, newspapers are on the decline, and yet some online sources put an ideological or partisan agenda before the facts. I'm Brian Mackey from the 21st. If you're worried about the lack of independent local news and trustworthy sources, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us all next week as we talk about news ownership, news deserts, and news literacy in Illinois. Learn more at 21stshow.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Governor J.B. Pritzker last month signed the massive new law overhauling Illinois' energy portfolio to combat climate change. But the state is looking at a long road to another goal in that new law, getting 1 million new electric vehicles on Illinois roads. Caroline Kubzanski reports.
The so-called Climate and Equitable Jobs Act puts Illinois on the path to getting 100% of its energy from renewable sources like wind or solar power in the next three decades. The ambitious climate package also has a secondary goal to reduce carbon emissions in the state. By 2030, Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to see 1 million new electric vehicles displace traditional fuel-burning cars on Illinois roads. Emissions from cars and trucks have overtaken coal plants as the largest source of pollution in Illinois in recent years, boosted by the proliferation of rideshare and demands for near-instant delivery for online shoppers. But Jack Darin, the director of Sierra Club Illinois, is optimistic that investing in electric vehicles or EVs will pay dividends everywhere.
We get not only the savings as drivers from not having to put gas in our cars anymore, we get the cleaner air, but also hopefully we're creating good jobs in manufacturing for Illinois and making these vehicles and these charging technologies.
According to state data, there are currently 26,000 EVs registered in Illinois. But the new climate law includes $4,000 tax credits meant to incentivize Illinoisans to buy new EVs beginning next summer. That's on top of an existing $7,500 federal tax credit for new EV buyers. But if a million new Illinoisans do start driving EVs in the next 9 years, the state will need much more infrastructure to support the shift, including a massive investment in charging stations. Illinois currently has about 2,200 charging stations statewide, but it'll need to amp that number to about 100,000 by 2030. That's according to Megha Lakchara, the policy director at electric vehicle charger maker EVBox. But the price tag, at least for now, isn't cheap.
If you bought something with a single port, the hardware costs approximately $2,000. And installation depends on the electric wiring and the infrastructure upgrade that is needed. So it can range from anything from $2,000 to $6,000.
Those infrastructure costs will be more expensive where communities aren't as dense. Lakchara says this is a complicated undertaking, but not impossible. But the longer the state takes to implement the infrastructure, the harder it will get.
They can accommodate the influx of all these electric vehicles within the next 4 or 5 years. The problem is if you do nothing. Based on the current infrastructure, it could get difficult. You could have choke points.
The Illinois business community largely opposed the massive climate law, citing increased energy costs. Trade groups are hopeful the state can attract new EV-centric businesses. Lakchara's company, EVBox, put down roots in Illinois last year when it made Libertyville its North American headquarters. Illinois is already home to 2 EV manufacturing plants. Mark Densler, the president and CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, says there's no reason that Illinois, at the heart of the U.S. interstate highway system with a major city and an international airport, shouldn't get serious consideration as the home base for new EV companies.
We have a well-skilled population here in the state of Illinois. Workforce is certainly very important.
However, Densler warns that property taxes and the higher energy costs his group opposed in the climate law could give companies pause when they're weighing whether to invest in Illinois. But there are things Illinois could do to sweeten the deal for EV manufacturers, Densler says, like speeding up the permit process for new ventures and giving out tax incentives. State Representative Dave Vella, a Democrat from Rockford, has already introduced legislation to provide EV companies with those incentives.
So we're talking about tens of thousands of new jobs, hundreds of thousands of man hours of construction to put this infrastructure in place. It really could boom our economy back to post-World War II times.
Lawmakers are currently considering the proposal, which includes creating tax credits for EV manufacturers and EV battery makers, in addition to utilities incorporating renewable energy into their grids. I'm Caroline Kubzanski.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with a chance of light showers or drizzle and a high of 58 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Susan Stevens, Emily Hayes, Jim Meadows, and Caroline Kubzanski. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Molneen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.